Once again, I can't sleep, but it's raining outside, and so I thought that I could have a decent, not so ramble, and just talk about like lightning and storms, because I really like that sort of stuff. Actually, before it had started raining, there was lots of lightning, and so I think that was kind of adding to why I couldn't sleep, because my room kept lighting up, but oh well. And I always think it's interesting how sometimes you'll see the lightning, but you never hear the thunder when thunder is caused by lightning. But anyways, we'll get more into some of those facts. So, obviously, lightning can strike twice. That is a huge myth. I know I read somewhere that, like, the Empire State Building is struck, like, over a million times a year. Which, the Empire State Building is in the United States. So, sorry if you're not from the U.S., but it's a huge, tall building in New York, and it was one of the original skyscrapers to be built, and, so yeah, but I'm reading off of stuff, so. Cloud-to-ground lightning bolts are a common phenomenon. About 100 strike Earth's surface every single second, yet their power is extraordinary. Each bolt can contain up to 1 million volts of electricity. This enormous electrical discharge is caused by an imbalance between positive and negative charges. During a storm, colliding particles of rain, ice, or snow increase this imbalance and often negatively charge the lower reaches of storm clouds. Objects on the ground, like steeples, trees, and the earth itself, become positively charged, creating an imbalance that nature seeks to remedy by passing current between the two charges. A step-like series of negative charges, called a stepped ladder, works its way incrementally down from the bottom of a storm cloud toward Earth. Each of these segments is about 150 feet, 46 meters, long. When the lowermost step comes within 150 feet, or 46 meters, of a positively charged object, it is met by a climbing surge of positive electricity called a streamer, which can rise up through a building, a tree, or even a person. The process forms a channel through which electricity is transferred as lightning. Some types of lightning, including the most common types, never leave the clouds, but travel between differently charged areas within or between clouds. Other rare forms can be sparked by extreme forest fires, volcanic eruptions, and snowstorms. Ball lightning, a small charged sphere that floats, glows, and bounces along oblivious to the laws of gravity or physics, still puzzles scientists. Lightning is extremely hot. A flash can heat the air around its temperature 5 times hotter than the sun's surface. This heat causes surrounding air to rapidly expand and vibrate, which causes the pealing thunder we hear a short time after we see a lightning flash. Lightning is not only spectacular, it's dangerous. About 2,000 people are killed worldwide by lightning each year. Hundreds more survive strikes but suffer from a variety of lasting symptoms, including memory loss, dizziness, weakness, numbness, and other life-altering ailments. If I remember correctly, I read once that there was a guy who actually had a pacemaker in his heart, which is a small piece of technology basically used to help keep one's heart beating within the proper rhythm, and he had been having problems with it, and he got struck by lightning, and it actually helped reset the rhythm, so that's interesting. And yes, I am laying in bed, so I'm sorry if you hear me moving. I'm not one to sit still. Anyways, on average, lightning bolt can release enough energy to operate a 100-watt light bulb for more than 3 months straight. That is about 250 kilowatt-hours of energy. Lightning starts in the Oh goodness, I should know how to say this. Sorry if I butcher this. I'm not very good at pronunciation. But I honestly don't want to say it just because I don't want to mess it up. And it says they're also called thunderheads. So we're going to call them thunderhead gods, which have a positive charge up top and a negative charge below. We don't know how the charges start, but water droplets and ice crystals carry them. So the streamer mentioned earlier, can travel through a building, a tree, or even a person, which obviously that's when people get struck by lightning. Which if you've ever seen, I've seen pictures of where people have been struck by lightning, and it's so interesting because it's, I don't know, I'll have to do it another time, but I kind of have this, like, ongoing thought in the back of my head that obviously lightning is the flow of electricity or a specific form, which by electricity I mean it's composed of electrons, which almost everything has some, obviously, electrons. Oh, way to go. By just that everything flows the same way. I don't know, I'm totally kind of going uphill, but if y'all have ever seen this photo, or if you have not seen this photo, you need to look it up, like, right now. But it's a photo of a tree that got struck by lightning, and it is just so, so amazing. And it just kind of goes to show you the flow in life. Anyways, I'll have to say that for another time. Let's see, more facts about thunderstorms. Thunderstorms affect small areas when compared with hurricanes and winter storms. The typical thunderstorm is 15 miles in diameter and lasts an average of 30 minutes. I'm not sure how much I believe that. Unless that's why they dignify that we have multiple thunderstorms, but oh well. Despite their small size, all thunderstorms are dangerous. Every thunderstorm produces lightning, which kills more people each year than tornadoes. Strong winds, hail, and tornadoes are also dangers associated with some thunderstorms. I don't know why, but I'm getting to where I can't talk anymore. So I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice. Somewhat, I guess. I don't know. You can estimate how many miles away a storm is by counting the number of seconds between the flash of lightning and the clap of thunder. Divide the number of seconds by 5 to get the distance in miles. The lightning is seen before the thunder is heard because light travels faster than sound. Thunderstorms, Thunderstorms need 3 things: moisture to form clouds and rain, unstable air, relatively warm air that can rise rapidly, and lift. Fronts, sea breezes, and mountains are capable of lifting air to help form thunderstorms, which is what I'm in the middle of right now. So we're getting a bunch of cold fronts, so that's why it's raining. Thunderstorms may occur singly, in clusters, or in lines. Some of the most severe occur when a single thunderstorm affects one location for an extended time. Thunderstorms typically produce heavy rain for a brief period, anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. Warm, humid conditions are highly favorable for thunderstorm development. About 10% of thunderstorms are classified as severe. One that produces hail at least 3/4 inch in diameter, has winds of 58 miles per hour or higher, or produces a tornado. Wow, that's crazy. We actually had a tornado warning not too long ago. But moving on. Wow, a lot of these websites just have the same facts. That's kind of annoying. That one was really short. Sorry. I thought this was cool because this happens a lot in Texas I imagine it happens in other places too, but I just know that I've actually seen it happen in Texas. But In dry, hot places, rain sometimes evaporates before it hits the ground. Environmentalist Edward Abbey describes phantom rain this way. You see curtains of rain dingling in the sky while the living things wither below for want of water, tortured by tantalizing hope without fulfillment. Then the clouds dissipate into nothingness. So poetic. But yeah, in Texas it's so hot that sometimes when the rain hits the ground, it causes steam. And so it's annoying because it's already raining and you're having a hard time seeing, and then it creates a sort of fake fog. Not all raindrops are made of water. On Venus and other moons and planets, rain is made of sulfuric acid or methane. Even stranger, on a planet 5,000 light years away, scientists found raindrops made of iron rather than water. So apparently, if you do run in the rain, you are more likely to avoid more rain, which I thought was interesting, because usually if I'm stuck in the rain, I just kind of, you know, I'm getting wet anyways, I might as well take my time, because the last thing I need is to slip and fall too. Generally speaking, if you see that certain type of cloud that I can't say, a tall puffy cloud that looks flat at the top, or a nimbostratus cloud, a flat, low-level gray cloud, you can be fairly certain that rain is in the 24-hour forecast. That's interesting. Oh, that's all I had. Well, that's less facts than I thought there were going to be, but still very cool, and I learned new things. So I hope y'all did too, and I hope that maybe this helps a few people get to sleep.